What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jamie from Puyallup is. Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jamie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. In the movie Air Bud, what type of dog is the title character?
A lab?
No.
Golden Retriever.
Yes. Yeah. Which of the new 7 wonders of the world is in Peru?
Pass.
In what decade did the modern day porta potty emerge?
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. Vampires are typically known to turn into what animal?
A bat.
Yes. Who sang Margaritaville?
Buffin? Jimmy Buffin.
Yes. Titan orbits what planet in our solar system?
Repeat that.
Titan orbits which planet in our solar system?
A pass.
How many Academy Awards has Joaquin Phoenix won?
He's won 4.
No.
2.
No.
1.
Yes. What color are shelled pistachio nuts?
White.
No. But you got 6 correct, Jamie. That's a fine score.
Also, real quick, Jamie, what was the answer for the Margaritaville?
Jimmy Buffett.
I'll take it.
Okay. She's still answering the question?
Well, Danny was asking for clarification on a pronunciation.
Because I heard it wrong. I heard it right.
Fair. Just making sure.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready?
Showtime.
What is the capital of Idaho?
Napa?
No.
Or Nampa? Boise?
Yes. In the movie Air Bud, what type of dog is the title character?
Oh, a golden retriever.
He is. Which of the new 7 wonders of the world is in Peru?
Machu Picchu?
Yes. In which decade did the modern day porta potty emerge?
Let's go 50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
Damn.
Vampires are typically known to turn into what animal?
That would be a vampire. A bat.
Yes. Who sang Margaritaville?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yes. Titan orbits which planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
No. Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
Yes. Nice. How many Academy Awards has Joaquin Phoenix won?
1?
Yes. What color are shelled pistachio nuts?
They were once dyed red, but they're now green.
They are. What is the largest lake in King County?
Lake...
Oh, boy.
I can't think of a single lake. Lake Washington.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got, for the second time this morning, a score of 9, which is a victory, 6-9.
No way.
Sorry, Jamie.
Thank you so much, you guys. I had a wonderful time.
Thanks,
we had a
Jamie.
Wonderful time, too.
I was going to say, it's been a while since I've had a 6-9 score because I only play this song when that happens. And we've done it twice today.
That's insane.
Yes. It's glorious.
It is glorious. The only one that you got wrong was one that Jamie actually got right. The decade the modern day porta potty emerged was the 1940s.
Oh, wow. I was going in the wrong direction.
You were. But shout out to porta potties. What a lifesaver.
Yeah, unless you're my wife, who refuses to use a porta potty.
She'll just hold it?
No, eventually she hits that breaking point. She's like, I'm going in. And you can just see, like, she's just like, it's almost like she's jumping into a cold water. Like, she's covering her nose. Oh, no. I think it's hilarious.
You should take a video of that next time.
Oh, yes.
When she comes out.
I think I might be looked at very odd from, like, random people who don't know me if I'm, like, videoing somebody coming out of a porta potty.
Creeper.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we would love for you to call right now so that we can ask you a very simple question. All we ask is that you have driven a car at some point in your life. 206-803-ROCK. Call now, and we will ask you a simple question after Red Hot Chili Peppers. You can find anything on the internet these days, including a YouTuber that recently turned a Dodge Ram into a backwards-driving truck. And yes, it actually operates. His name is Weston Champlin, and he swapped the cab and the bed, then he repositioned the seats to face the rear window and reconfigured all the controls to drive in reverse.
So stupid.
The lights work, the plates are there, he's got insurance. Here's some audio from this.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be sweet.
He's just looking in the middle of this video. Don't worry. I'm not sitting back. You guys are.
Have you seen the video of this?
No.
It's exactly how you described it. Like it looks like he's driving backwards, but he's sitting the proper way, and the steering wheel is there. I guess some people have nothing to do in their free time, and this is what he decided to do.
He only made it 150 feet before he got pulled over. Isn't that great?
Yeah, but the funny part is the cops, like, they laughed it off and like, all right, yeah, I guess you're okay to drive. And they just let him go. But, like, he drove by, like, a semi. You can tell, like, the semi was freaking out about it. People looking at him on the road and are just like, what the F is going on with this guy?
Very distracting.
Although very entertaining.
And it leads us to want to ask a simple question.
I'd like to know how much money he spent to make that happen, too.
I can't even imagine.
Right?
Richard from Puyallup, our simple question. What is the strangest thing you have witnessed while driving?
So, I was on 410 once. This is, like, probably, like, 10, 15 years ago. And I saw a red van, like a minivan, on the side of the road. But there were cop lights in it.
Okay.
Like, you'd get pulled over by a cop in a minivan.
That's impressive. Anytime I see a cop car that's not, like, your typical unmarked police car, I always am like, is that really a cop, or is it, like, somebody, like, you're going to hear about in the news?
Exactly. But just imagine how embarrassing that would be to be pulled over by a minivan.
You lose a high-speed chase to a minivan?
What would be funny is if then the cop comes out, is in the cop uniform, and then their kids come out in cop uniforms, too, just to kind of keep with the whole vibe.
With their soccer balls in hand, for sure.
What about you? What's the strangest thing you've ever seen? I mean, you like me, do a lot of driving.
There was one time, the first thing I saw was, like, the driver had her foot out the window, you know?
I don't get that.
I don't get that either. Put the dogs back in, you know? Like, we don't want to see that. So, foot out the window, and then when I got closer, I realized she was also flat ironing her hair.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is really making me feel anxious being on the road with somebody like that.
I've done a couple double takes where I've seen somebody shaving. Not with the blade, but with, like, one of those electric shavers. Like,
sure.
They're just kind of like, they're driving, and, like, I mean, I guess it's probably no different than, like, having a sip of a drink, or, like, they have one hand that's just doing this. They're not even looking in a mirror. They're just, because, you know, it's like a no-nick kind of a thing when it comes to those things, so might as well.
Have you witnessed anything wild?
I mean, I think one of the stranger things I think I've witnessed was when a guy had a parrot on his shoulder. And I had to do a double take because I was like, it was a stuffed animal. But I don't believe it was a stuffed animal. It was a freaking parrot that was on his shoulder while he was driving.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. What about you, Danny?
Well, it happened when I was in Albuquerque, and I was driving down the street, and then all of a sudden I see a roller skate driving down the street as well.
What? Oh my gosh.
It's for the local roller rink there called Skate-O-Mania, and they have
This thing works?
Yeah, they have a roller skate vehicle that they drive around Albuquerque, and it's the most hilarious thing because it looks exactly like a roller skate.
Is that the same place where part of Stranger Things was filmed?
Yes, it was.
Oh, look at that. They have a skate for a car.
I mean, this does not look like it should be allowed on the road. Like, this thing looks just like a prop.
Yeah.
But wouldn't legitimately work. That's crazy.
It looks and like a parade float.
It has lights on it. It makes noise. Like, the horn is hilarious on it. And it's just like, but you see it just drive. And I was like at the mall with Lily. And then all of a sudden there goes skate down the road.
That is too funny. I get fired up when I see like the Red Bull vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the giant Red Bull can. I'm always like, oh, maybe I'll just follow them and see if they stop at any point so I can get maybe some free Red Bull.
You think that's how it works?
I know that's how it works.
That is how it works? They just hand out free samples and stuff?
Have you never had a Red Bull, Pearson?
No.
What about at the Mariners game? Have you ever walked by like one of those Monster energy drink things?
And they
like,
just hand it out?
That's the whole point.
That's awesome.
Although my favorite moment was when we were going to the Mariners game the last time. We were walking to the stadium and Danny and his daughter Lily was with us. And Danny got a Monster energy drink. So did I. And then they shot down Lily. They're like, you can't have one because you're a kid.
She just wanted to feel included. And they were like, we don't recommend caffeine. And I'm like, I'm not going to let her drink it. She just gave her one.
And the best part is that we sent Tyron over to get one. And we gave, it was like, well, we could get like, I'm like, it's not like getting booze for a child, but it was almost on that level. Because then you handed the energy drink to Lily so she could have
there
a sip
you
of
go,
it.
Kid.
Such rebels.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? If so, you're going to win tickets to see 311 and Bad Flower at Marymore Park on August 13th. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. And we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to 311 with Bad Flower at Marymore Park.
All right.
That is coming up on August 13th. Say hello to Joel in Tacoma, that is our contestant this morning. What's up, Joel?
What's it?
Yeah, we're going to spin this here wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migsy.
Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? It's currently on Taryn's name, but will it stay there? You bet your ass it will. It's you and T-Dog.
Yes.
All right, Joel, here is your clip.
Oh.
You want a hint?
One more time? Can I get one more time?
Of course.
Sure.
Oh.
I can help you.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so the band is fronted by Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, see, and I keep wanting to... Oh, man, this guy always reminded me of the Hootie and the Blowfish lead singer.
You watch your mouth. Yes. Do not compare this band to Hootie and the Blowfish. Oh. How dare you?
Do you know the band? Okay, so an oyster will oftentimes produce what kind of a little stone?
That's Pearl Jam.
Yes, okay. And then the song is a color, technically a shade.
Okay. Technically a shade?
Yes, it's one of the colors. It's one of the colors of Halloween that's not orange.
I feel like I know that song. I'm not getting it.
Okay, there's a type of cat that is considered bad luck.
How many guesses are we going to
have? Black cat.
Okay, so just the color part.
Black.
See, I was ready. He compared Pearl Jam to Hootie and the Blowfish. I was ready to let him just sink. I love you, Joel.
All right, Joel, we got there.
I can't have that kind of comparison happening.
Oh, no. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. Okay, that is...
Is there a theme?
No.
Oh.
Is that a color, too?
No.
Is it... Send... Is it called that? Nope. Okay.
Yeah.
Send the Pain Below by... Chevelle?
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking Red.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a good song.
That's a different song.
It is. I always thought this song was getting kicked in the voice.
This is a great song.
I was watching the music video when I was pulling it, and it's just all snowboarding accidents.
You're right!
Congratulations, Joel. You just got yourself some tickets to 311 and Bad Flower.
Yeah!
I just text, do not give him anything. How dare he compare Pearl Jam to Hootie and the Blowfish? Next one. Steve and I both shouted, oh, hell no, to the guy referencing Hootie and the Blowfish. I think he should have lost.
But is he wrong?
Yes! He is so wrong!
The Daily Mix Show.
The boys are fighting now. If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, call now. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is brought to you by the Kitsap Fair and Stampede in Bremerton.
Let's go.
Call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. And the number to text. Now, earlier this morning, Steve, we were talking about crazy things that we have seen while driving. Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple of different calls about this matter. And one person in particular has a story about a man and a woman, and it's not what you think they were doing in the car.
So they weren't singing in the car.
They were not. We're going to get to that story in just a moment. But first, John is in Federal Way. John, what have you seen that's crazy while driving?
It was a... like a moonless and rainy night in rural Okayama, Japan. Okay. And I was driving, and I got to this stretch where it was all rice paddies, and it was pitch black. And I think the insects were attracted to my headlights, and the frogs were attracted to the insects. So all these frogs start jumping out of the rice paddy into the middle of the road.
Oh, no.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of frogs.
Whoa. And so you're trying to drive while all these frogs are just coming at you?
Yeah, I was like, squish, 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 squish.
Oh, no. Frogger did not stand a chance.
They are terrible at Frogger, apparently. Real frogs suck at Frogger. Dude, that happened to us over, was it yesterday? We were driving back, no, Saturday from a party. And as we're driving down Shaw Road, a bird did not fly out of the way and flew right into my car. And I'm just like, I was a little rattled by it. I was like, that sucked. And then, so I'm like trying to like, kind of like, I'm like, that's, I hope that bird's okay. I doubt it is, but I hope that bird's okay. And then my wife just goes, how does it feel to be a murderer? And I'm like, what?
Just rubbing it in.
And then Tatum pops her head and goes, what happened? I'm like, don't bring it up. I know this would have wrecked my daughter.
The bird lived happily ever after, Tatum.
Her head was in like a book or something like that. I don't need to tell her what happened. And just, I don't want to deal with this. Like, I'm already kind of sad that I hit a bird. I don't need my wife trolling me for being a murderer and then tell my kid who's going to be like, dad is a murderer.
Oh, 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Same topic from truck driver Ed. What is the craziest thing you have ever seen on the road, truck driver Ed?
Okay, yeah, I've seen a lot of things, but this particular time I was driving across the interstate bridge in Oregon, and these people were in a little blue truck, and the girl had her seatbelt on, and her back was against her door, and the driver had one hand on the steering wheel, and the other hand was on her bare foot, and he was licking it and nibbling and rubbing it on his face, and I was just loving it. I was laughing so hard, and she looked at me because they passed me, and she looked at me through the back window, and she was just smiling because she knew that I was just laughing too. So it was great. And yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, but when I'm tired, that's exactly what I do too.
I guess.
What in the heck?
I mean, I'm not going to kink shame anyone, but like, why are you doing it while driving? That seems very dangerous.
I don't know. I have no answers.
When I answered that call, I thought that was going in a very different route. And then he said foot. And I was like, oh.
There's so many questions.
Like, I know.
Again, there's zero kink shaming, but also how do you approach that to be done while driving? Like, is it him that offered that up or is it her? Like, hey, you want to do something fun?
Let's give these people a show.
It could also be that. Let's just F with other drivers.
Oh, yeah.
While also satisfying our needs before we get home.
I don't know about that.
I don't know what to say. Hey, we got a voice message.
Oh, no.
That was left earlier that we weren't able to get to that I thought would be kind of fun to get to right now. So here it is.
All right, Daily Mix Show. This is Chris and Stanwood. I wanted to tell Taryn I drove by the fairground.
What the hell is going on in the background, though?
It's like some classic TV show.
He wants to tell you something, though.
Uh-oh.
It involves a foot. In a
no!
Fairgrounds today, and I saw the zipper set up just for her. Looking forward to the show tomorrow.
That's like Star Trek or something like that?
I don't know what show that was.
I have no idea either. How was the fair?
It was so much fun. First of all, I got to say shout out to Vicky from Woodinville. She and her girlfriend drove all the way up from Woodinville to check out the best little fair in the West. So that was really fun to meet a listener there. The zipper was in full force.
Did you ride it?
I did not ride it. Here's
because
the deal.
It's terrifying.
It's not terrifying at all, but my kid is, you know, he's too little to ride, obviously, that ride, but we were just letting the kids ride all the kid rides. So there was, like, the giant slide and the fun house and the little roller coaster, some sort of strawberry thing that kind of twirls around like a teacup that almost made me sick watching
it. I was about to say, that's like the vomit-inducing ride right there.
We saw a little bit of the lip-sync contest. There was a hypnotist. It was all happening.
Nice.
It was great, and the fair food was just popping off. Funnel cakes, elephant ears, all that.
What did you get?
Funnel cake. Funnel cake is like a must for me.
I'd rather lick a foot while driving on the road than ever be in that zipper ride again.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd rather lick a foot?
Yeah. Daniel, you're the same way, right? That zipper ride's terrifying.
Yeah, but I don't know. Feet are also really gross, Steve.
Oh, so you'd rather lick a foot?
Yeah. I don't know. I might go on the zipper ride.
All right, fine. I guess I'll
go
do it
with
by
you, Danny.
All right, I'll do that by myself then. Fine.
The Daily Mix Show.
After Ozzy Osbourne's passing, celebrities all over the world were offering these amazing tributes, a lot of heartfelt love, and some are saying that one artist has now done the cringiest and most disrespectful of the tributes.
I don't know if it's disrespectful, but it's really out there.
So who is it? We're going to tell you all about it at 9:50. There were so many beautiful, heartfelt tributes that rolled in for Ozzy Osbourne.
Just saw the Flaming Lips do War Pigs with Isaac from Modest Mouse. I was
so
like, that's amazing.
Amazing. Rod Stewart also decided to pay tribute in his own way, and it was very odd. On the current tour, he dedicated the song Forever Young to Ozzy.
So I'm going to dedicate this one to Ozzy. This is Forever Young, but please watch this video I'm about to put up for you, okay?
And then, so he basically has his back to the crowd because he's watching the video too. Have you seen this?
Yes. It's like an AI.
It's so weird.
It's
man.
An AI montage.
Yes.
Of Ozzy in the afterlife connecting with other artists that are already gone.
Well, holding a selfie stick and taking selfies with like Michael Jackson,
Prince,
Kurt Cobain. That one, I don't know why. That one sat the weirdest with me because I was just like, what the hell? Like, Kurt looks too happy. Even in the afterlife, I don't think he's that happy.
Yeah, it was odd.
Well, Bob Marley, that one was kind of funny.
Amy Winehouse.
They smoked a joint together.
Of course.
They didn't do that, but I was like, what are we doing?
It was, I mean, and I know the people will do that, you know, after he passed away, there were some AI images of like, you know, Ozzy with Lemmy and, you know, different folks, Ronnie James Dio, but it was like, well, Rod Stewart.
But that's like some random person on Instagram or Twitter that makes the meme and then puts it out there and people share it. I'm like, whatever for that. But like to have him do the one that was also kind of strange, it was him and Freddie Mercury. And I was like, this is just such a weird way of paying tribute. And I thought like the way he handled it after like one, he did a show in North Carolina. And after like he did all the selfies, he goes, this is all very sad. A lot of people died because of drugs. I'm still here though. And I'm like, are we paying tribute or are we just mocking the dead now?
It was very, it was kind of ick. Is that what the kids say? Ick? It was some ick.
I'm cool with the kids saying it and us adults not saying that. It was bad though. It was real bad.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to party with you on Saturday, September 6th, in celebration of 20 years of the Men's Room on the Rock of Seattle. The party's going to be going down at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville from 1 until 6. There's going to be live music, Steve. You get a ticket at KISW.com and you get some cool swag to go along with it.
Take selfies with Ozzy Osbourne.
That's definitely happening. Yeah. All the party details can be found at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle hanging out. Hey, did you get to catch any Blue Angels this weekend?
I did not.
Did anyone catch
you didn't at all?
No, I didn't even hear them, and typically I do, but I will say that on Saturday afternoon, I was at the theater seeing the new Naked Gun movie, so that's probably why I missed it.
What did you think of it?
It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
It's stupid and awesome?
It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
That I'd much rather hear about the Naked Gun review than see Fair, to be honest with you.
Okay, now, question for you. Do you think that Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson are an item?
I do.
You do?
I do. I think Liam Neeson, never mind. I was going to make a Tommy Lee joke, which was very funny with my wife earlier. Maybe not so good on the radio.
Well, you have heard about Liam Neeson.
Dickinson said.
Oh, that he's packing some serious lumber, too.
She has a type.
She does, yes.
Hey, the Mariners, they were packing some serious lumber this weekend, boys and girls.
Nice segue.
Thank you. It might be one of my better ones. Hey, they ended up beating the Texas Rangers 5-4. Now 2.5 games back of first place. They're also in a pretty solid spot when it comes to the wild card. And Julio Rodriguez making Major League Baseball history, becoming the first player ever with 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases in each of his first four seasons.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. And typically, he gets hot towards the end of the season, getting fired up for the Mariners. They're not playing tonight. They're back at it again tomorrow, taking on the White Sox.
Feeling good about it.
Let's go. Good vibes only.
Brandi Asher is a 37-year-old woman from Kentucky. She went to Walt Disney World Resort on May 20th. That's a fun place to be, right?
Happiest place on earth.
Very happy there. But security found a tin that had a crystal-like substance in it, and that substance ended up testing positive for meth.
Wow.
She said it was a headache powder.
Wow. Okay. I've never done meth, but maybe it does help the headaches.
Yeah, I haven't done it either.
This weekend in Austin, we
we'll find out.
Wow. Well, you're in the right place for it.
Are we?
I think Texas, sure.
They like cooking stuff.
I mean, that's the only place I've done it.
Moving along. I didn't realize that Mickey frowns on meth.
He does.
Okay, good to know. Hey, this could be the stranger story of the day where it happened in British Columbia. So our friends up north, apparently a rescue team, a search and rescue team, responded to reports of somebody that was yelling in the woods, only to find a man. He wasn't lost. He didn't need to be rescued. What was he doing?
Look at this photograph.
He was passionately singing Nickelback songs while camping alone.
Okay.
His name is Steve Miggs.
I know, my wife wouldn't let me do it while we were in Leavenworth. It was very rude.
It was fine until he did Rockstar.
So we have our child with us. He wasn't in distress. He was just having some fun giving the trees a concert. But a lot of people were very upset with it, or very, I guess, concerned about it. And they said, and some people were even joking, saying, you know what? He should probably get some singing lessons.
Oh. Look at this photograph. I'm just glad he had a good time.
Yeah. He was having the best time. Probably having some meth.
Why you want to take away somebody else's joy.
Right, exactly. There's a guy from New Jersey who attacked two deli workers with a box cutter on Thursday last week because he was still angry about a wrong sandwich order that happened 4 years ago.
Hang on to that hate, brother.
How bad was that sandwich?
This is one of the friends of the victims talking about the attack.
Every time they make him happy, he's looking for another problem. He's just looking for problem. He's like nuts, crazy. He say he's allergic with egg blend, and he told him, you give me that egg blend in my sandwich, and my stomach was bothering me and stuff like that.
For 4 years?
Why you finish the sandwich? Why you come back like 4 years later asking for like why?
Why are you asking questions that make total sense?
That's like the ultimate grudge.
So crazy. This might be another one of my favorite stories. Somebody was caught stealing a Smokey the Bear sign from state parks in Florida, and apparently Smokey was there to help arrest him. There was an actual somebody dressed up as Smokey the Bear, because I was like, what does that even mean? So I go online and I see the picture, and there's a mascot of Smokey the Bear helping arrest this guy who was stealing Smokey the Bear sign.
Get him, Smokey.
How embarrassing.
Here's someone of the authorities talking about it.
Smokey is always around our forest, and just like, got lucky today that he saw the bad guy and got him in cuffs. Who goes and steals an image of Smokey Bear and then tries to profit off of that? If you're going to go in and commit crimes in our forest, you probably need to find a different place. Not only will you find Smokey in some of those forests, but you'll find our parole officers. We're the most pro-law enforcement state in the union. Smokey Bear's on the job also.
Can we at least just talk about what are the odds that Smokey the Bear is actually there?
Well, I gotta say, I saw Smokey Bear this weekend. He was at the Stanwood Camino parade. He marched in the parade with our firefighters. Wow. He does get around, you guys. He does his job.
He must have a lot of airline miles.
Did your husband get in trouble trying to smoke with Smokey Bear?
Yes.
Hey, as far as weather, it's 75 degrees. It's going to be our high. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.